but he jumps around a lot. You say she's what?
Active.
Uh-huh. Or she's it's a girl, a little girl, and you say she's suppose she's playing around and she jumps around a lot and so on. You say she's
nimble or no, she's well, that'll be what you'd want in mind.
Well, you want to tell the fact that she's moving a lot.
Yeah.
Say she's what? She's ever say she's quite lively?
She's quite lively.
Now, what if it's an older person? Suppose somebody your age was moving around a lot. You'd say
he's quite active.
Suppose he could jump over something that you wouldn't expect a man your age to be able to do it. You'd say that for his age?
I'd say he's pretty nimble for his age.
Uh-huh.
Or limber.
Now, if a little child hears some thunder and doesn't quite know what it is, and what might the child say? I'm
scared. Uh-huh. I'm afraid.
Uh-huh. Now, suppose all of a sudden when she was 13, let's put it this way. Suppose at the age of 45, you started smoking a pipe and you'd never smoked it before.
Mm-hmm.
And what would your wife say? He smokes a pipe now, but a long time ago he
didn't use tobacco.
Okay, well, I want you to use the word smoke a pipe. When he was younger, he
didn't smoke a pipe.
Uh-huh. Okay, if somebody isn't careful, they're... What's the opposite of careful?
They ain't careful, they're in danger, right?
Uh-huh. You say they're careless?
Careless, yeah.
And, now, what if somebody's a little strange or odd? What would you say? They're kind of
peculiar.
Uh-huh. What's another word for peculiar?
No.
Say they're kind of queer?
Kind of queer.
Now, if somebody's just plain, they just won't see anything any way but their own way, and they won't do anything but their own way, you say, don't be so...
contrary.
How about if they just won't budge?
I'd say he was stubborn as a mule.
Mm-hmm. I would say obstinate?
Yeah.
Pig-headed?
You might do that.
Now, if somebody is they're easily offended, what would you say? They're pretty.
I'd say they're pretty touchy.
And now, if somebody